on behalf of our show. To make a donation, become a sustaining donor, you can go to wgxc.org/donate, or you can call the radio station as well. But I don't have the phone number in front of me. So you're going to have to look it up online.
Sorry, I can
look it up. Donating online is really the easiest way because you can like set it up to go right out of your account. Just super easy. But if you want to give a call in, you can call 518-697-7400. And you know what? I've done Pledge Drive so long, I actually had that number in my head, but I was worried that it was wrong. So 518-697-7400, or go to wgxc.org/donate. Become a sustaining donor. Feel so good to donate to WGXC. Great. We want you to have that good feeling in your life. So
the feeling of making us rich.
Just kidding.
Data receives no money from the radio station. Don't believe Jada.
We don't need money.
Nah, we're all volunteer programmers.
In fact, we should be paying WGXC money.
I do.
I mean, actually, well, my family is. Yeah, I mean, AJ and I. Yeah, my family is donating.
Great. Mom, thanks, thanks to your families.
Yay.
My family does too. And so do I. Yay. So join the fun. Join our Bound by Books donor team.
Or the show.
Yeah. If people want to join the show, how do they do that?
Well, you can just email Emily at...
info@hudsonarealibrary.org. Or you can stop by the library. And at the Hudson Area Library, we're a pretty small staff. We all know each other and we all support each other. So if you stop by and I'm not here, you can tell anyone that you're interested in Bound by Books and they will take down your information and get you in touch with me. So
we will take down your information.
Unlike other heads of other places, Emily is a person that is not in a distant office somewhere in their secret headquarters in another state. No, she's just in the office right when you turn into the library. Well, not right when you turn in, then you would walk in the wall and that's not good. And then you might not want to donate money to us. So, yeah.
And also most heads of anything are as kind, generous, amazing as them.
Well, it helps having nice people around me.
Most leaders are like greedy and mean and do anything just so they can get like millions of dollars.
Not most librarians, though.
No, not most librarians. Most heads of things.
Well, anyway, so there's two ways that you can join us. You can join us as a Bound by Books. Well, no, I guess it's three ways. So you can join us as a Bound by Books co-host if you're a young person and you want to talk about books. You can join us as a listener and listen to Bound by Books regularly on the radio or as a podcast. All these options in the audio archive. Or you can join us as a WGXC supporter and become a sustaining donor or a one-time donor and support all the great work that is done on WGXC. So go to wgxc.org/donate to make a contribution.
And it would really help if you put all your life savings in. Not that you should, but it would really help if you did.
I have a question. Is there like an age limit on Bound by Books?
I mean, it's a youth radio show. They have to be youth and they have to be able to talk about books.
How old are you to be too old for it?
I think once a Bound by Books co-host, you can be a Bound by Books co-host until it doesn't feel right. And as long as you can talk about books that are appropriate for young audiences.
Not like the latest rom-com or the latest horror thing. No, just don't. Don't even think about it. No. We will not allow it. We'll come hunt you down and we'll steal your information and we'll make money off of you. And ban you from the show forever.
That's not very violent.
Get it, Jada.
I don't know if we're going to recruit any new co-hosts with this kind of crazy talk.
They know we're joking.
Yes. And on that note, we're going to wrap it up for today. But we hope everyone out there listening has a great week with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then,
happy reading!
Friendship. I've discovered a way to stay friends forever. There's really nothing to it. I simply tell you what to do, and you do it.
Hi, I'm Shesha Mizan from Hudson. You are listening to WGXC Accra. 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Tune in to all sorts of live radio shows every Sunday on WGXC 90.7 FM, beginning at 8 a.m., where the Reverend Kim Singletary is live with There's a Bright Side Somewhere from Columbia County, every Sunday at 8 a.m. Then at 9 a.m., Janessa Hope McKay brings you a slap of reality live from the WGXC studio in Hudson in the basement of the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street. She's playing her top music pick and talking about her hot topics of the week until 11 a.m. At 1 p.m., every Sunday, DJ Neva Wartell is live with music for the masses from Catskill, with sounds from around the world. At 4 p.m. every Sunday, Carlene Murphy and Azuka Legba are live with the Lile Latan version of the WGXC afternoon show until 6 p.m. And every Sunday night, Tony Fallon is live with the Irish show at 8 p.m. on the radio from Acre on 90.7 WGXC.
Hey, this is Joshua. And this is Radio Wonderland, the Saturday morning show made entirely of sounds that I grab live from other radio stations. You got to admit, a station that puts this on week after week is truly adventurous, which makes you adventurous too. But I wanted to take a minute and talk about sustainability. Now, growth is baked into capitalism, corporate culture, the news about this nation's economy or that nation's economy. But we live on a finite planet, and we're not going to take up the slack mining on Mars or asteroids. I mean, just by definition, not sustainable is not sustainable. And this station is working on a sustainable model. For one thing, they just put solar panels on the roof at Wave Farm. It's going to be a solar-powered station. We're thinking about the future, and this will only work if you're a part of it. So the vision is get a handful more sustaining members, people like you who are giving a small amount each month, and then the station has enough, and the income is predictable. Then WGXC can end pledge drives and focus on community radio, adventurous radio, and reducing their carbon footprint even more. For less than 70 cents a day or 20 bucks a month, you could become a WGXC monthly supporter. Go to WGXC.org/donate or call 518-697-7400. It really makes a difference. WGXC only needs a fraction of what other listener-supported stations need, and we're most of the way there already. I mean, for the whole thing. Full sustaining support, full-time programming, no more pledge drives. WGXC.org/donate or call 518-697-7400. Okay? Thanks.
Contort on whale in proud mad states. Break on down through the boogaloo.
Deal behind the big sounds, twang from livid guitars.
They work it out, this thing they cannot name. Not knowing if there is a proper stance, they publicly fidget in their dance. To ease the terror of the unknown. Break down, children, break on down. Do the boogaloo. Make like penguins.
Concentric circles of
tighten it up, hully gully a while. Shake and then shock the
chop-chop.
To your head when you had thoughts, huh? That's what you thought, huh? I left your scar, huh? You'll never be the same again, put that on guard, huh? I took your heart and then I tore that apart, huh? I put you over, did you dirty, did you wrong, huh? I did you wrong, huh? I did you wrong, yeah. You say you hate me, but I know that this your song, yeah. Angry Texas, we don't never get along, yeah. We've been rocking with each other for so long, yeah. Maybe that's why it's been harder to move on, yeah. And you changed too. And your mama and your friends, they gonna blame too. And you hate it when somebody say my name, ooh. Every time you hear my name, you wanna drink, ooh. You wanna go out, you wanna get drunk, you wanna get lit. You wanna get crazy, do everything that you never did. You wanna get bent, you wanna revenge, you wanna get... But you ain't about that life, so you might fuck a beer. You might break a window. You might do some wild shit out of impulse. You say that you hate me and we not involved. But you still checking on me, trying to find info. I know, I broke your heart, huh? You knew I was a front of star, huh? You should've listened when they said I was a dog, huh? You should've listened to your head when you had thoughts, huh? That's what you thought, huh? I let you scar, huh?
You'll never be the same again, put that on guard, huh? I took your heart and then I tore that to the far, huh? I put you over, did you dirty, did you wrong, huh? I did you wrong, huh?
I hate her, used to be a, couldn't even blame her if she did. You run your through the mud, you deserve that. So you can feel it for yourself where it hurt at. What goes around comes around, I know you heard that. While you was creeping, tell me did it not occur that. It's sliding in the DMs every AM, every PM. Used to be like automatic, she would curve that. That was before when you was loyal, now it's thirst traps on a profile and know how to spot a chink in your armor, you been tripping, dog. You ain't been keeping your promise, you been pimping, dog. Now wink in your comments, she suspicious, dog. And now you reaping your karma, she got dog. Calling her phone while you gone in your, can't even feel no way, cause you doing her the same. Now you know the pain, and we used to be the dynamic duos in flames. And you too proud to see that you hold the blame. From all that playing, we too old for games, man.
You broke her heart, huh? When you met her, she was young and hella pure, huh? Ain't had no clue that she was with a dog, huh? You never thought you'd see the day that she was gone, huh? But you was wrong, huh? Yeah, you was wrong, huh? Cause now it's later, she ain't answering your calls, huh? She VIP, she out here with the stars, huh? Some other got her now, you about to spoil her. You could've spoiled her, hey, but you starved her, yeah, yeah.
Welcome to Clubhouse Radio. Live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse and the virtual Googleverse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting Hudson, Catskill, and Acre. I'm your host today, DJ Thebes, and I am brought to you by way of the one and only DJ Sean Money on Sound
Hello.
Engineer. Shout out. So today, we are going to have a vibe and also a little bit of something else.
A little bit of a...
Nice to meet you! My name is River the Slime! I'm not a bad slime slurp!
Mm-hmm.
We're not bad slime slurps, y'all.
Not at all.
Don't be a bad slime slurp.
Yeah.
Have a vibe.
No.
So stay tuned if you want to stay tuned with our vibes. And we will be right back with you after the local news and weather. Stay on the station, y'all. 90.7 FM.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Mid-Hudson News is reporting that Jamie Chaney, a candidate for state senate in the newly created District 43, has been endorsed unanimously by the Democratic Committee in Columbia, Dutchess, and Rensselaer counties. Chaney will challenge Republican incumbent Sue Serena. Chaney and her husband run Falcon Fields, a 70-head Wagyu and Angus beef farm in Dutchess County. Chaney also founded a recruiting firm focused on creating flexible roles for working parents. Chaney serves on the Leadership Council of the National Small Business Association and is active in developing youth agriculture in New York State. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Melanie Lekasevic is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media. The Greenville Board of Education is looking to propose to district voters a nearly $33.7 million budget for the 2022-23 school year. School officials presented the program component of the preliminary spending plan at the February 28 board meeting. The proposal represents a 2.43% increase of the district's current budget of $32.89 million and would carry a 2.35% tax levy increase. Superintendent Tammy Sutherland said there are still some financial details coming in that could change the bottom line. She said several staff members have announced their impending retirement, which would lead to cost savings in the budget. Sutherland said, and I quote, "At this point, we have 7 individuals retiring, and that breakage is just over $292,000, so that's a savings to the budget," end quote. Elementary school enrollment is expected to remain steady at 474 students this year and 476 next year, and the student population is expected to drop slightly in the middle school from 256 this year to 233 next year. But those figures will be offset by a slight rise in the number of high school students from 355 this year to 369 next year. Overall, the student K-12 enrollment will remain steady, declining only slightly from 1,085 this year to 1,078 next year. During the 2022-23 school year, 88 students are expected to be homeschooled compared to 53 in the 2019-20 school year before COVID. The budgets for technology purchases and contracts and for BOCES service requests for specialized programming like Tech Valley, New Visions, and Career Tech will increase, while the spending plan for pupil personnel services and district-wide equipment purchases will decrease. The funding for the Athletics and Physical Education Department will remain steady. The Board of Education is expected to vote on the tentative budget at its April 11th meeting. A public hearing on the spending plan will be conducted May 3rd. The annual budget vote and the Board of Education election will be held from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. May 17th in the Scott M. Ellis Elementary School cafeteria. And you can read the full story at theupstarter.com. The Berkshire Eagle is reporting that on Wednesday, March 9th, longtime Pittsfield, Massachusetts-based trial attorney Timothy J. Chagrew announced that he is a candidate for Berkshire District Attorney. He made the announcement in a Facebook post with a photo of himself and his wife at the door of the registrar for voters in Pittsfield City Hall. He wrote, and I quote, "I enter this race to make Berkshire County a safe place for all the residents of our county. I'm committed to providing experience, integrity, and justice for all," end quote. Chagrew is a former assistant district attorney in Springfield, Massachusetts, and he touted his 36 years of experience as a trial lawyer, including 28 years in private practice. Chagrew said he is also the founder of The Kids Place, which provides services for children who are victims of domestic violence. Incumbent District Attorney Andrea Harrington has not formally announced her candidacy, but has signaled her intention to run again. Harrington gained notoriety last summer when she took the unusual step of calling the judge who regularly presides over her district court cases a, and I quote, "significant threat to public safety," end quote, and asked Judge Jennifer Tine's bosses to remove her from the bench. Harrington's bid failed when the Chief Justice of the court system said he could find, and I quote, "no factual basis," end quote, to support the allegations. Claims that range from, and I quote, "dangerous rulings," end quote, to, and I quote, "hostile treatment of victims and prosecutors," end quote, in the DA's office. Defense attorney and former prosecutor Robert Sullivan is also running. And you can read the full story in the Berkshire Eagle. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, March 11th. Early this morning, we see 27 degrees in West Athens and 31 in Chichester. Today, spring-like. Tomorrow, not so much. Cloud cover will build as the day progresses. A high of 51 is expected at 3 p.m. And then, all hope is lost. Overnight, temperatures fall to 37 degrees by midnight, which is when the rain will start. It will then change to snow near dawn. It will keep falling all day. Winds will get very gusty in the afternoon, adding an extra layer of danger. By dark, over 3 inches should be on the ground, and temperatures should have fallen to 24 degrees. Snow tapers off by 11 p.m., but the winds continue to blow it around all night. A low of 19 happens just before dawn on Sunday, which will be dry with a windy morning and a high of 35. Monday, things warm back up, hitting us with a dry day and a high of 51 degrees. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 3:31 a.m., high tide at 9:21 a.m., low tide again at 4:40 p.m., then high tide again at 10:13 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 35 degrees. Sunset today will be at 5:42 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:11 a.m. Looking way up, we see a full halo coronal mass ejection has been released, and it's coming right for us. Due to arrive on Monday with G2 class magnetic storms expected. Solar wind speed is currently 402 kilometers per second at 9.4 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible. And they're not looking to get much better this weekend. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4, unsettled. The current sunspot number is 90. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate, who asks that you help us keep the lights on over at WGXE. Your contribution helps our community connect to itself, so please head on over to WGXE.org, click on Donate, become a sustaining supporter, and my personal hero today.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. Clubhouse Radio, 90.7 FM, WGXC. I'm DJ Phoebs.
And I'm your sergeant.
And DJ thrilled to be chilling here with DJ Shamani. DJ Shamani, I haven't had a chance to congratulate you on the air yet for your nomination for Most Creative Show on WGXC. Mad props on that.
You know, the goat just doing what
he's
doing. Goat mm-hmm. just doing what the goat do. Give the goat some grass, he go eat grass. So I'm just saying, like, come on.
I know. So I want to hear from the goat, because as we just heard, WGXC is having a pledge drive. Yeah. We just had our 3-year anniversary. So I want to hear from you. Whoa. Just like having seen it from the beginning, being our most dedicated sound engineer, creating so much of this content. Yeah. What has this been for you? What are your thoughts? What are your feels?
Why does it matter? Feel good. I mean, like, it don't feel like it's been 3 years. It feel like it's been longer than 3 years. Like, I sometimes, like, still remember when I first got trained to do this. Like, I don't know. Like, time fly. Like, it don't feel like no 3 years. It feel like it's been way longer than 3 years. But, like, after, like, it become a part of your day, you don't want to stop. Like, that's like you working out every day. The day you stop is the day when everything starts feeling weird.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, for me, thinking about why supporting WGXC matters, like, yeah, we're here to provide content that we hope you enjoy. I hope you come back for.
Yay.
But also, like, just getting in the studio sometimes and being able to make whatever it is we got to make, you know, and not being too concerned about it being perfect, but just being ourselves. I feel like that's therapeutic a lot of times on a Friday after a long week. I don't know if that's true for you too.
How I think about it is, it's a Friday when everybody starts to relax, chill out, and then you go into your little 2 days of rest, and you go to school or work or whatever you gotta do, and then get back on the grind. Or some people, they grind every day.
Yeah, it's real. So anyway, if you are listening, you appreciate having different voices on the air than you typically hear. Having young people who have built the radio show literally from the content to the music to how we introduce everything about it. The sound engineering, the tech, every little bit of it is done by young people at the Clubhouse. So right now is a chance for you to support Wave Farm, because we are not the only program that they support that's like this. Yeah, I just think I learned so much listening to y'all put the show on, and I don't think I'm the only person. So I appreciate y'all sharing your insights, sharing your perspective. It's really valuable. So you can donate at WGXC.org, click on the donate button, or you can call 518-697-7400. I know the feeling of, like, I'll put on the list and do it later. Do it now. Do it now. How to help us meet our goals. March 18th. WGXC.org/donate 518-697-7400. You can literally donate 70 cents a day. It would be $20 a month. You can donate $5 a month. Like, it can be low, but if everybody chips in a little bit, that's how we keep this a community affair. So props to WGXC and props to you, DJ Sean Money, for the awesome content.
Thank you. I'm not gonna lie, DJ Fib, I heard everything you said, but this cookie is good.
Yeah, I'm glad I gave you a break to eat a cookie. Well, you're also not supposed to eat a cookie in the radio level. I'm not gonna say it. Guys, stop telling us. all right, we should get into it. Yeah, let's get into it. So what are we doing today?
So what are we doing today?
We're gonna have some fun.
DJ Feeb pulled up some songs because, you know, I couldn't come up with no songs today. So what I did, I was like, you know what, DJ Feeb? Surprise me. I want to see none of the songs. He picked 10 songs. I was like, pick these 10 songs. Show me when the show starts. Send me the link. I ain't going to listen to none of them till the show starts. Instead of doing it how...
Live surprise.
Mm-hmm. Instead of doing it how he sent it to me, I'm going to do it backwards. And then I'm going to rate him.
Because DJ Shamoni is creative. We'll put in a twist every time. There it is. I respect that move. That was a really goat move.
So so my beginning, before I started and my mood changes or whatever, my beginning mood right now is I'm type chill, I'm type motivated. The one I'm listening to right now, DJ Feeb, you want to say this one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, first song we got is a Dreamville collaboration. That's J. Cole's record label. It's Down Bad featuring J.I.D., bass, J. Cole, Earth Gang, and Young Nutty. Yeah. So,
as right now, I seen
it's
J. Cole.
It's upbeat. It's fun. It's soon, like fast-paced energy. That's what I'm not going to say anymore.
As soon as I seen J. Cole, it caught my eye. Because before the show started, I was listening to some J. Cole. And the cover art for this tape is valid. So, type a little bit excited for this. I hope it meets my expectations. I also told DJ Feeb before the show started, if you want to look up the songs, do some upbeat songs or just some songs that is a vibe. So, we're going to get into this. We're going to go on mute. And then we come back. We're going to rate it.
Yeah, I am the king of the E, and get it feel like the DJ. Yeah, I am the where we play. We got to chop where we play. Okay. Yeah, come through the city, we're going to chop. Yeah, still just like some sushi. Yeah. AK-47 stick, go stupid. Yeah. Draw the money out on the wheel.
Okay, little dirty, nappy headed, East Atlanta. Father said it, I was the force. 44, Hank, Aaron, Chrome, want to make it home, then get out the Porsche. Let it cover faded for, I had to fade it. Had to fade it for, it's tomato or tomato. Either way, the boy the greatest player, I won't say it no more. I was just up. I was just down, down bad. I had to tighten the but I'm here for the crown. Board of Education versus Brown. I was Board of Education, left the town. Resume, cap and gown. Background check, background. When I get the check, that's now. I was just down, down bad. I had to tighten the up, but I'm here for the crown, crown. I was just down, down bad. I had to tighten the up, but I'm here for the crown, 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 crown.
I was a down, down bad. Pick up the pad, pick up the slack. Pick up the litter, don't litter no bag. My seat been picking up racks. Raps coming clear, they act you too. And I'm back in the booth, got them hacking the shack. Cause they lacking the juice. Dropping the ball, they on shacking the fool. Activists drew down the side of your face, we ain't jacking it. We ain't dabbing them fools, get a nap. You do just embarrassing. Who going crazy like us, no comparison. Driven like Marion Jones on the steroids. Y'all slow as a heroin high. Y'all had a year, but you let it go by.
I was just down, down bad. I had to tighten the up, but I'm here for the crown, crown. I was just down, down bad. I had to tighten the fuck up, but I'm here for the crown, 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 crown.
Dreamville, hair how to we gave her nothing, just like the Big Bang Theory. The poverty stain kept the pain buried and covered the shame with a dream. We would have fortune and fame, a million in the bank, chameleon paint turned cranberry. Now little Jermaine got the same stories. That boy out of St. Vincent, St. Mary's, go. All hell, King Cole, first of his name, Long May Rain. The boy got the throne, but you know it ain't a game. Good, I was born in the same. Pressure cooker that's been known to bust a lump of coal and make a diamond. Too sick, me and Rhoda Reaganomics. Too sick, me to go to state and rhyming. Oh, God.
You could die today, so be held to pay. I'm a leaving, breathing, scheming testimony. So don't test me, homie. Put that knee on hornet. Put a foot up that to a stepping stone. All my ain't getting no sleep. All of my be chasing their dreams. Oh, I'm a force of nature. I can't wait the day. I was having problems till I had to break through all my tattoos for sure. They ain't never for sure. Might get tattooed on to tell your get the dope. In my time making love to your thoughts. Don't get in line, baby. Slut up your mind. It's a brand new season. I'm a righteous heathen. I take on the challenge and I leave it bleeding. I was down bad. Now I'm even Steven. And I'm leaving every weekend. Oh.
I was just down, down bad. I had to tighten the up, but I'm here for the crown, crown. I was just down, down bad. I had to tighten the up, but I'm here for the crown, 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 crown.
Ah, my God.
Yeah?
That was a banger. That was a banger. Not gonna lie.
All right.
You're starting out hot. Right. You're starting out hot. I'm not gonna lie. You're starting out hot. I'm over here. I was banging my head. I'm not gonna lie. There was a part of me that wanted to just turn it down and be like, yo, this is a banger. I'm not gonna lie. But, like, that was dead a banger.
You can comment during the songs. That's all. I want to hear your live feedback.
That was dead a banger. I'm not gonna lie. It was just too good.
All right. All right.
I don't want to give it to you. Like, I don't want to give you the 10 off rip. But, like, I don't want to give you the 10 off rip.
If it didn't have to be the clean version, it would be a 10. Maybe it's a 9 because you have to edit so much.
What I'm gonna do? I'm gonna give you 9. I'm only gonna give you a 9 because, you know, we gotta be centered on the air. But if we didn't have to be centered on air, I'm not gonna lie, it would be a 10.
You download that version for yourself at home. Mm-hmm. Enjoy.
Mm-hmm. After this show, I'm listening to this. I'm gonna make sure not to exit anything out too. Mm-hmm.
And if you like this, then check out Dreamville, right? Because it's a whole record label, so all those artists collaborate on lots of different
songs. I remember
songs.
Listening to Dreamville.
This is a mad different vibe.
I remember listening to
Dreamville
as a kid.
Just like,
I completely forgot about it, though.
Yeah. There's a great documentary online, too, about an album they made in, like, 7 days. It's nuts.
7 days
so,
is
anyway,
crazy.
Which I think that song was on.
Okay.
So, this is a mad different vibe.
Okay, so.
This is, like, way more,
it definitely,
way more low-key,
that,
but it's
that
still...
Song, that song definitely met my expectations.
Yeah.
I just want to say that. It may have gone a little bit above my expectations. I didn't think it was going to come in that hard.
Woo.
So, you're doing good. You're doing good. You didn't... My expectations didn't go down. They went up a little bit more. So, that was pretty chill, laid back. That tape just got me hyped. So, what's this next one?
Okay, so this song, actually, of most of my choices, might be the most chill. You can skip around if you want to try something different, but or you can go for it. Here's the thing, though. It still has a lot of energy to it. It's the kind of song that I will, like, I'll put on when I need to really zen out and kind of, like, get into an existential headspace. It's a little cliche, I'll admit, but mm-hmm. anyone who, like, vibed on this song, I think will understand what I'm talking about. It gets, like, the hook. It's like an earworm. It can get in your head. So I'm curious what your
songs.
Thoughts are. Give
all
it a
right.
roll.
So,
this is Alt-J, Breeze right. Blocks.
Before we start playing that, I'm going to ask you a question, right? So what would you rather question? I'm going to ask you two.
Okay.
Would you rather have shark teeth or have no teeth?
Shark teeth. No, fuck. No. Ooh, wow. Ooh. No question. Like, hard no question. I've all always, right. like, wanted to be a shark. They're my favorite animal, so. Yeah, no.
Okay. Would you rather get up right now and start running a mile or wait until tomorrow and run 3 miles? So you could get up right now and run a mile and start running a mile.
Would I miss the rest of the show? Could I do it after?
You could do it after the show. Even you could get up right now. Even you could get up.
No, I would do it tomorrow. I was going to have daylight and I would go on a trail run through the woods.
Or a week.
That would be my...
So you would
do 3 miles.
So you're taking 3 miles.
I'll do 3. I'm going to take it real slow, though. That's like a jog. Steady jog.
By the time you get to your second mile, you got to do more of a, like, it's going to be more of a running pace by the time you get to your second mile, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
By the time you get to your third mile, you got to fully run that mile.
I'm going to procrastinate. I'm doing it. I'm waiting. 3 miles. I can do it. I'll probably pass out, but it's okay.
Well, we're going to play this song. This is a song that DJ Phoebe said that may get caught in your head. And could be a banger in its own way. So we gonna get into it. I'm gonna go mute. As of right now, I'm still hyped off that other song. So my stand is up. So we gonna get into it. Okay, so it got straight into it. I thought it was going to be like a build up. It threw me off a little bit. But we're going to continue listening to it. And there's like a story to it, so I messed with it. It looked like there's like a little story to it, and it's like type in reverse. Since y'all are just listening, y'all can't see it.
Thank you. So, I'm really liking the visual.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm more focused on the visual than I am the actual song.
Okay. I mean, we can move on to the next. You got a kind of taste of what's going on here.
Nah, I mean, like, I'm gonna listen to it fully through, of course, but. It's a good vibe. Like, it's something I would listen to. Like, I just got home, had a stressful day. Like, I think if I hear it correctly, I'm thinking it's talking about love.
Yeah, kind of meditative.
Yeah, it's like a meditated vibe. Especially that beat. Oh, this is I Love You So. It's the thing that really gets me. The thing that really gets me is it's a.
Like, oh no, that's the earworm hook.
A song that always got that the little. It just, I don't know. It always gets my attention. And I would assume the same thing for you. Ooh, my fault. Back into reverse territory.
It was a vibe. It was most definitely a vibe. You know, I apologize to my viewers that I had to talk over it, but like, it was just like, I don't know. It was things I felt like I had to talk about on it, cause like the visuals is what captured me to the song more than the audio. And then after I got past the visual, I started focusing on like the audio, cause I heard a like I said before, so it caught my attention.
That
lyrics.
Earworm beat, so catchy. Yeah.
Well, we're getting to that time where it's like 6:30. Do you want to play?
Is that song gonna get on the scale? You gonna put it on the rating chart?
That was only like the second song, right? I'm gonna give it a 7 because it takes it. You know what? I'm gonna give it 7 because I'll give it like a 7.5. The reason why I give it a 7.5 is because it's the visual that caught me more than the music itself. But then when I heard the dun, that caught me. So
yeah.
That's the reason why I didn't give me 8. It's because if I would have just heard the music instead of me focusing on the visual, I probably wouldn't give it an 8. But
respect.
My question for you though is, do you want to listen to one more banger or do you want to listen to 6:30?
What? All right. Okay, we got one more. You pick random. It's random from the list. Let's see what we get there.
This one, I guess?
Alright. Short one, that's good. 2 minutes and 48 seconds. Corday, just off the album.
Yeah.
Some Bird's Eye View.
Which form no mileage is. His size fifth and got a product fit, but I still got a lot of wallet.
mad for. See my mama cry over homicides, now she down the fly, she got a passport. And my brother locked for a back door, got my grandmama new Jaguar. Big body whips like Shaq car, no credit check, straight cash card. No stress, I progress, that's most deaf like Black Star.
Seen the future in my automobile, stack paper, don't do no facade.
I got a whole lot of people that's been counting on me. Got this bad little shawty going down on it.
I met shorty and we connected like the Wi-Fi. Hopped in the Phantom, disappeared like wildlife.
I told that I would make it, they say no way. Watch them, that might eat up off of your plate.
They call me sliding on the E-way with the heat on the seat. I got tennis chains with crosses, but I still keep a piece.
Living out my dream, my life is different. If I want it, then I'ma get it. Living every day like it's Christmas. Cause I'm gifted. And I know I'm a gifted. And I know I'm gifted. And I know I'm a gifted. I got a whole lot of people that's been counting on me. Got this bad little shawty going down on it.
I met shorty and we connected like the Wi-Fi. Hopped in the Phantom, disappeared like wildlife.
I told that I would make it, they say no way. Watch them, that might eat up off of your plate.
They call me sliding on the E-way with the heat on the seat. I got tennis chains with crosses, but I still keep a piece.
Still keep a piece. All right. I'm going to give it out an 8. I'll give it an 8. It was a little solid. It was valid. It was chill. It was really calm. But
yeah,
we went
that
to,
album does that.
We went
for
to
me.
Being calm, to being loud, to being calm, to go back to being silent. You feel me? Because as of right now, it's 6:34. And we're going to get into this 6:30 news. And yeah, you see what I did there? I tried to rhyme it with 6. Never mind.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Rebecca F. Ward reports in the Times Union that New York's cannabis regulators approved rules on March 10th that would give business owners with documented cannabis offenses the first chances in the state to open a retail cannabis store. Owners or a family member of applicants must have been ticketed or arrested for a cannabis offense in New York to get the first licenses issued in New York. The Drug Policy Alliance's executive director, Cassandra Frederick, said, and I quote, "The marijuana arrest crusade in New York law enforcement was targeted disproportionately at black and Latino people who composed nearly 90% of marijuana arrests despite using at rates similar to white people," end quote. Adding that she was encouraged to see the state, and I quote, "attempting to innovate," end quote, with its policy decisions. A representative of the Office of Cannabis Management explained the policy. Axel Burnaby, the office's senior policy director, said, and I quote, "The dispensaries and retailers would be selling the product that would have been grown by New York farmers. We would be looking for individuals that come from communities that have been impacted by the overcriminalization," end quote. Even with the announcement, it may be more than a year before stores can open. Chris Alexander, the executive director of the Office of Cannabis Management, said, and I quote, "We're anticipating July or so for the application tied to these conditional retail licenses. I want to emphasize again, this is a small segment of the potential dispensary licenses, but we found it prudent to get this market off the ground as soon as possible," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that dairy farmers have been complaining recently about having to pay overtime wages to workers, the kind that grocery store employees get. Now they also want New York City not to ban chocolate milk because they say they will sell less of the dairy product. And they have Democrats such as Representative Antonio Delgado and Republicans such as Assemblymember Chris Teague on their side. Delgado said in a statement, and I quote, "It is critical that children have access to school meals that support their growth and well-being. I am deeply concerned by attempts to ban flavored milk from New York City schools," end quote. Delgado and other New York State members of the Congress have signed a letter objecting to the removal of chocolate milk from New York City schools. They include Republican Elise Stefanik, John Katico, Tom Redd, Claudia Tini, Chris Jacobs, and Lee Zeldin, and Democrat Sean Patrick Maloney. The letter said, and I quote, "Studies have shown that reducing or eliminating the availability of flavored milk in schools has led to overall decreased milk consumption and increased food waste. In fact, a study of Oregon schools by Cornell found total daily milk sales declined by 9.9% when flavored milk was removed from the cafeteria and was associated with 6.8% fewer students eating lunch," end quote. Teague agreed. Teague said in a statement, "Cold, refreshing chocolate milk with a school lunch is a small, timeless joy that has carried students through the challenges of academia for decades. The thought of taking this small treat from our children, along with significant revenue from our dairy farmers, is incredibly callous and reeks of nanny statism," end quote. The elected officials did not tout chocolate milk as better nutritionally for children, but instead focused on sales of milk for dairy farmers. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Ted Remsnyder reports for Columbia Green Media that six candidates are competing for three seats on the Catskill Village Board in the March 15th election. Jeffrey Holliday and Michelle Williams are running against each other for a two-year term, and Diane Petriani-March, Jamie Heyer Mitchell, Megan Henry, and Natasha Law compete for the 2 3-year terms. Petriani-March works for the Catskill Central School District and is running on the Republican and Village Visions lines. Petriani-March said, and I quote, "I'd like to improve the parks. I want to make them safe for kids to play. I want to continue to improve the sidewalks and create housing opportunities in the village," end quote. Heyer Mitchell works for Green Meadows Nursing and Rehabilitation Center and started the nonprofit animal rescue organization Higher Ground Rescue and is running on the Republican and Village Vision lines. Heyer Marshall says priorities include, and I quote, "fiscal responsibility, and to ensure that services like fire, police, and sewer and water are maintained efficiently and proficiently," end quote. "I want to improve the infrastructure in the village and maintain village roadways," end quote. Holliday is an incumbent and a retired police officer running on the Republican and Village Vision lines. Holliday said, and I quote, "I want to make sure we find a place for our community center. We lost it a couple of years ago, and we need something for our youth," end quote. Henry is a founder, executive director of Catskill Food Pantry, and private vocal teacher running on the Democrat and Action Party lines. Priorities include, and I quote, "after-school programs for children and our teens, as well as programming for adults and seniors. We need daycare centers that are affordable. Right now we have nothing, and our community is suffering from this." Williams owns Mermaid Cafe Bittersweet and is running on the Democratic and Action Party lines. Williams said, and I quote, "There are many things that can be done to improve and help the village, i.e. affordable housing, revitalizing Main Street and village businesses, a community center, children and resident activities, affordable daycare, but it all comes down to funding and allocating the money to make these things a reality," end quote. Law owns the Juice Branch and is an incumbent Democrat. Law said, and I quote, "We've created a filming ordinance, and I hope to get it adopted once elected after a public hearing is set. This ordinance provides protection of the quality of life of residents, but also welcomes filming companies and provides much-needed revenue for the village of Catskill," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Oh my God, that was so long, y'all.
That was long. But the chocolate milk story.
Yeah, I'm reviving Main Street. I'm reviving Main Street. Better daycare was all great. I'm happy that we got to hear things that were actually important. Not to say that, like, things that are on the 630 news aren't important, but, like, it hit more main things.
We got music.
This show.
We got music to get to.
But, yeah, like,
it's true. All of it's important. Thank you, WXC, for local news, and also, we have some songs for you. So, yeah. What are you doing next? What's next on the list?
As of right now, it's, like, 6:42, so I'm gonna do some Kendrick Lamar.
Always good.
Aye. Alright. Not gonna lie. I'm gonna give that a good 6-7. I'm gonna give it a 6. I'm gonna give it a 6.
Okay.
Reason why I'm gonna give it a 6 because it was like.
Okay.
I liked the song. I didn't like the chorus. Like, the chorus was like. I liked it more like when he was rapping. Like not saying the chorus.
Mm-hmm.
I liked more like when he got on like mm-hmm. a little tangent. Like, I like that more better. That's just me.
Okay.
But, I liked it.
I feel like it's a good, like, I gotta pick myself up mantra, you know?
Yeah. Like, I love
like give yourself a little self-love.
Out of these
take a minute.
Like, five songs. Which one you recommend? Like,
We got left. Most Def, The Avalanches, fine. Chumbawamba, do you know Tub Thumping? The song's outrageous. Maybe just a sample of this.
Which one?
Also, Stormzy is British drill rap. So I don't know if you're into drill, but if you like drill, you should listen to Stormzy.
This one is giving me like a vibe that I should play. Oh no, maybe this one.
All right, give it a shot. Right. Give it a go.
I'm liking the way it's coming. I may hear a snippet of this. Unless it catches. Okay.
Killing when I'm barring. Brothers in the hood, just like the movie that's starring. Service in my whip, I phone the boss to bring my car in. I could probably take a trick, but I just wouldn't, cause she's jarring. Ooh, I got the sauce. Don't know what you for. Catch me up and slowing in my sliders and my shorts. Chick's trying to get my brother flips to share his thoughts. I think he's trying to tell me I should tell her he don't talk. I don't f*** with her. Yeah, I used to hit it, but you're stuck with her. Man, I wouldn't even try my luck with her. Yeah, let's say I'm bougie. Way too exclusive. Chilling in Dubai, know I get it all inclusive. Now, may I ask if you can find it in your spirit? To leave us all alone and go and mind your business. Looking in the mirror, saying Mikey, you're the illest. When I'm James Bond, trying to live my movie like I'm Idris. What we telling them? Look, my brothers don't die, we just rusty bop. I tell you, I got to link me at the
this
shop.
Is cold. This go hard. This go hard.
Right though,
I give it a 9. I give it this.
The music video, this is actually pretty excellent.
I give this a 9. Word two, I give it a 9. Maybe a 9.5.
Okay. So yeah, Stormzy. I got more Stormzy. Bossy Bop.
I like this. He valid.
You gotta get the people a boost of volume. Let them really like drop in.
Let's see. Let's see. Let's see. Let's see. All right. What's some other things? What's some other heat? We got Because I'm Me.
The Avalanche. This song is fun.
We got this song. We got this song too.
This song came out when I was in fourth grade, I think.
Oh my God.
And it's outrageous. But it's really fun. Yeah.
And we got this.
Most Def. Also old school, 90s, but like Most Def just so good.
Which one do you prefer?
Yeah. Let's do Because I'm Me. I think we could sample all three. Let's do it.
All right. Give it a shot. Bet. I wasn't expecting that. Yeah.